Yale River County Police Commissioner Major General Iwasolo Jankamba says gunmen attacked and abducted Executive Chief Johnson Luate at his residence on Saturday night.
It was 9 something when a group of people came, and these are known armed men, and kidnapped a chief by name called Johnson Luate. It was actually confirmed that he was the only person abducted. We are carrying the investigation.
Luoyang says after abducting the chief, the attackers shoot into the air to scare people as they were leaving the area. Mention John Luate, a son of the abducted chief, is calling on authorities to find his father and make sure he returns home safely.
What has happened to my dad is not good, and I don't have the power to find him. And if the government can find where he is and bring him back safely to the family, that will be good for us.
A Konde Koboma resident, who identifies herself only as Sunday for fear of reprisals, is calling on the government to beef up security and do more to protect civilians in the area.
I want the government to ensure that there is tight security in the area, because now if such kind of things are happening, we as the civilians, we are now in danger. If our chiefs are the ones being kidnapped, then what will happen to us as the civilians?
Lieutenant Colonel Michael Machar, the SSPDF Civil Military Relations Director in Yei, is urging the abductors to unconditionally release the community leader.
We do not know where she is, and we are calling on those who took him, those who kidnapped him, to set him free, because we are in the process of implementing peace. There is no need for such activities to be carried out when we are at the center of implementing peace at the moment. We condemn this in a strong possible term, because we are at the center of implementing and observe the cessation of hostilities.
Both Luoyang and Machar say calm has returned to the Kondeko area after the incident. The 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement and the Rome Declaration on the Cessation of Hostilities Agreement prohibit the abduction of civilians in the country. For VOA News, I am Daniel Friday Martin in Yei, Central Equatorial State.